With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Nearly 30 fitness clubs in Philadelphia are in violation of a new city ordinance prohibiting cashless stores. KYW's John McDevitt reports the sponsor of the original bill is looking into the matter.
I'm disappointed.
Councilman Bill Greenlee says he's disappointed because the fitness clubs are clearly included in the ordinance, and he is going to ask the Human Relations Commission, the enforcement agency, if it will accept a blanket complaint against gyms, or will the complaint have to come from someone who is personally aggrieved?
Usually these complaints, because they go to Human Relations Commission, is somebody that was aggrieved personally. You know, they were discriminated against, they were, you know, denied access to something. This is a little bit different in the sense that it's a blanket policy these places have. And, I mean, would somebody have to put in a complaint at every location? I don't know. That's what I'm going to look into.
Members are required by the gyms to provide a bank account, debit card, or credit card. The ordinance requires all retail operators in the city to accept cash, so they are inclusive to those who may not have a bank account or credit card. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.